AI News by Conjero.
Welcome to today's AI News Roundup for 8 July 2026. Big headline, agentic AI is forcing an infrastructure reset. A Google Cloud survey of more than 1,400 senior IT leaders found 83% say their infrastructure needs upgrades to run production-grade agentic systems. Chat era stacks aren't cutting it anymore.
Yeah, this isn't just about more accelerators. We're talking new latency budgets, stateful orchestration, cost models for long-running agents, and observability that understands multi-step workflows. Systems built for stateless chat don't map neatly to agent control loops.
Practically, teams need different plumbing. High-throughput networking, persistent vector stores, distributed state managers, and orchestration that handles retries, memory, tool calls, and long-lived sessions. Those components make agentic behavior reliable at scale.
And it's an org problem as much as a technical one. SREs and ML infra teams must adopt service-oriented practices. Procurement and legal will slow down as they learn to evaluate bundled hardware-software agent combos and new SLA models.
Google's move with Gemini Enterprise and a new cloud marketplace publishing guide points to an agents-as-a-service model. Interoperable agents, centralized discovery, marketplace procurement, and a stricter architecture for published agents and connectors.
Marketplace delivery reshapes vendor relationships. Instead of shipping models, vendors publish agents with built-in connectors and workflows. Adoption gets faster, but enterprises must ask who owns behavior verification, patching, and incident response for third-party agents.
The Gemini Enterprise Agent Platform aims to be a single control plane for building, governing, and optimizing both customer-facing and internal agents. It's less a feature list and more a bet that centralized governance will be the enterprise choke point.
The deeper trend is consolidation of the tool chain. Observability, policy enforcement, deployment pipelines, and feedback loops folded into one platform. That helps manage scale, but also raises vendor lock and API dependency trade-offs.
On the security front, Google Threat Intelligence integrating with Wiz ASM pushes exposure management toward adversary-aware prioritization, linking real attacker activity to exposed cloud, AI, SaaS, and on-prem assets so teams can act operationally.
That's crucial. Prioritized exposures tied to active campaigns mean remediation focuses on what attackers are exploiting, not on every low-severity finding. It helps reduce alert fatigue and directs scarce security effort where it actually matters.
For AI teams that shifts the threat model, agent instances, prompt stores, connector credentials, and model endpoints become first-class assets. You need visibility into which of those are reachable by adversaries and which could enable data exfiltration or chain of command compromise.
But mapping adversary tactics, techniques, and procedures to abstract AI components requires rich telemetry and context, logs, provenance, and enrichment pipelines. Expect noisy mappings and some painful tuning in early deployments.
When you connect the dots, marketplaces, unified control planes, upgraded infra, and adversary-aware security, you get an emerging stack where agents are treated as services with full lifecycle controls. Each layer pressures the others to evolve.
Right. Marketplaces accelerate adoption and widen the attack surface. Unified platforms enable governance but centralize risk. Exposure prioritization improves focus but depends on solid telemetry and cross-team playbooks. Integration will be where winners and losers separate.
Concise takeaway. We're shifting from model experimentation to treating agentic systems as production services. And that forces simultaneous reinvention of infrastructure, procurement, governance, and security all at once.
That's our roundup for 8 July. I'm Al Jinab.
AI News by Conjero.